Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is April 4th, 2024. Glory to God. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday and we are in the fourth day of the week. Glory to God. And it is a marvelous, wonderful day in the Lord. And we choose, we choose to rejoice in it. Amen. Glory to God. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and just give God praise in the sanctuary. That's right. Your house, your car, wherever you are is the sanctuary because God and you are there. It's the sanctuary. Give God praise in the sanctuary. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's jump right into our word for today. Our word for today, we have been studying kingdom living. And kingdom living is faith, hope, love. We have faith of God, our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Yes, that's right. All. All means all. Glory to God. We have been studying about the faith of God, our hope that is in Jesus, and that we love all. The love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God so that we can, first of all, love God. We have the love of God from God to love God with. Amen. To love God with the love that God has poured in us. Then we have the love of God in us for us, for us. That's right. For you, for me. God's love is in us to help us grow, to help us heal. Hallelujah. God's love in us for us so that we can become the people that God had created us to be in the first place. Amen. And then that same love goes out to all. God pours into our cup to fill our cup, fill it to overflowing. So the filling of the cup is for us. So that God's love is overflowing in us. We have to learn how to love us. Learn how to care for us. Then as that happens, as that grows in us, as we learn how to drink in the love of God, that cup begins to overflow. And as it overflows into the saucer, that is where we minister from. That is where we have the overflow to be able to give out to others. We minister out of the overflow, not out of the cup. The cup is for us, but it overflows so that it can spread out to others. Glory be to God. Hey, hallelujah. All right. We find ourselves in Romans chapter 5, that's what we've been in this week. Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 1 through, I believe, verse 11. And we're at verse 6. And I've been using two translations, the New Century Version and the Passion Translation. And so I'm going to read through the New Century Translation through verse 6, I believe. Well, probably through verse 8. All right. So here we go. New Century Version. Since we have been made right with God by our faith, we have peace, glory, with God This happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, who through our faith has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy, the blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. And we are happy because of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We also have joy with our troubles because we know that these troubles produce patience. Produce patience, and patience produce character, and character produces hope, glory. And this hope will never, ever, ever disappoint us because God has poured out God's love to fill our hearts. He gave us his love through the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us. God has given us the Holy Spirit of God, the very Spirit of God that is poured out into our hearts to give us that love through, to give us guidance, to give us wisdom, to walk us through, to tell us what is the next step for us in our lives. We have to train ourselves to hear the voice of God in us. Glory to God. Then it goes on to say in verse 6, when we were unable to help ourselves, glory. When we were unable to help ourselves at the right time, Christ died for us. Although we were living against God, we were living against God. Very few people would die to save the life of someone else. Although perhaps for a good person, someone might possibly die, but God chose God's great love for us in this way, that Jesus died for us while we were still bound to sin and sinning. Hallelujah. Last part's me. Glory to God. God showed his immense, his great love. I want to read this out of the Passion Translation. It says that for when the time was right, the perfect time in history, the perfect time in the development of the world, the anointed one, Jesus, came and died to demonstrate God's love for us. For us who were sinners, who were entirely helpless, weak, and powerless to save ourselves. You see that? We were entirely helpless, weak, and powerless to save ourselves. We could not do it. We could not keep the law. We could not save ourselves. It's all God and Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all God and Jesus. We cannot boast in the work that Jesus did, the work that God did to save us, to destroy the root of sin that we had, we were born with. It says we were born with iniquity. Because of the sin that has transgressed through, that has passed through humanity. But because of Jesus, that sin is destroyed in us. When we receive him, when we accept the work that Jesus did in our lives and in the lives of the world, when we accept that, hallelujah, we are more than blessed people. Because now that sin has been broken in us, in our spirit, it has been broken. We still wrestle with it in our flesh, but in our spirit, we are now connected to God. It says, now who of us would dare to die for the sake of a wicked person? We can all understand if someone would be willing to die for a truly noble person. But Jesus proved God's compassionate or passionate love for us by dying in our place. By dying in our place when we were not noble, when we were not holy, when we were still lost, when we couldn't do anything for ourselves, Jesus proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. Hallelujah. While we were still lost and ungodly, Jesus died for us, proving God's passionate love for us, giving us the power, his power, to be able to defeat the works of the enemy in our lives, giving us his power to be able to heal the wounds that had been done to us throughout our lives, no matter when you come to him, to giving us the power to be more than conquerors in this life. In this life, not in the life to come, in this life, to be more than conquerors, to be successful, wonderful, caring, loving people in this life. In this life that we live today, to be able to help other people because we've been helped. We can't do it until we have received the love of God fully in ourselves. You know, the great commandment said to love God with everything that you are, and then to love your friend and your neighbor as well as yourself, as well as. That means that we have to love ourselves first. We have to learn how to love ourselves with the love of God that is in us, allowing that love to fill our character cracks, to allow that love to fill every nook and cranny that's in us that's been broken, that's been hurt, that's been trod upon, that's been abused, that's been forsaken, that's been left behind. All of that is healed through the love of God that is now in us. Receive God's love in you. Receive God's love in you for you, first of all. And then as you receive that love for yourself, you will be able to pour it out to others, realizing that it's nothing that we did. It was all Jesus. It was all God. We couldn't have done this in our own selves. And to think that Jesus willingly gave up his life for us. Think about that. Is there anybody that we willingly give our lives for? I'm sure a few of us think that we would, but if the time came, would we be able to do that? Would we be able to step up as Jesus did for people who didn't like him, for people who ridiculed him, for people who shunned him, for people who talked about him? He gave up his life willingly so that we all could be saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The love of God is tremendous. It's the most powerful. The love of God. We have to take that in and understand the love that God has shown us and given us, and allow that love to permeate every area of our lives. And realize how powerful that love is to change everything that's in our lives that needs to be changed. That God's love is in us, for us, and to work as us. It's not to make us a different person. It's to make us better. Because God has uniquely formed each one of us to be who we are, to be fully and completely who we are, and to work in us as us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Meditate on that today. Think about how much God loves you and how much the love of God is empowering you to do the things that God has set for your hands to do today, to move you in every area of your life today. Know that God is in you, for you, and moving through you as you. Glory to God. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, God, that you have saved us. I love you, beloved. But Jesus loved you so much more. Whew, so much more. Receive it. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.